Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Calling on a so-so friend for their expertise to save you time and money. Is that jerker justified?
There is now a new dimension beyond that which is known to man. It is an area which we call the Judgment Zone.
Jerk or Justified is brought to you by Zaya Proko, the official lawyers of the Judgment Zone. Weekday mornings on the Breakfast Buzz.
I got the answer already.
What? What do you mean you got the answer already?
So go ahead and elaborate real quick as we get into this most important vote of our lives. Not only in 19 days from now, but right now.
Get
in practice right now. With 19 days left.
Yeah.
You need to practice your voting right now. So give us a call at 222-BUZZ.
All right. Now, that's not fair that you already have your answer before even hearing the case. That's not fair. That's not how it works, Scott.
Oh, okay.
All right. Let me explain. All right. So I haven't done anything yet because I'm waiting for what you guys decide. So my daughter has been complaining for, God, I don't even know how long, that she gets these weird, like, itchy spots and welts kind of on her hands or on her arm mm-hmm. or on her leg or on her upper lip. And I don't know what it is. I'm like, okay, do we change shampoo? Do we change, or excuse me, soap? Do we change laundry detergent? Okay, And she keeps asking me about it. Can we book a doctor's appointment? I'm like, you know what? Maybe I should just call on a friend of ours who I think, I mean, I guess we could say we're friends, but I haven't talked to her in like
a couple years.
2 years. I'll just tell you, it's Duffy's wife down the hall,
okay,
Nana.
Yeah.
I love Nana.
Great dermatologist.
Oh my God, she's fantastic. And she's so passionate about what she does. And she's said it before that she doesn't mind when people reach out to her because she loves what she does so much and she loves helping people. But then I stopped myself and I go, she probably was just saying that. Do people mind that if you are an expert at something, the person who does reach out to you and says, hey, what do you think? Are you annoyed by that? Are they a jerk or justified?
So they make you do your job, right? And what they normally would get paid for, you're getting it for free, basically, right? So,
yes. Okay, fine. Yes. Yes, that's the answer. Yeah. Because, you know, to book an appointment, even, well, I guess the teledoc thing, which I've never really done before, so maybe it's the discomfort of doing it for the first time. I don't know. Do I want to pay for it? And then she's just going to say, I don't know. Okay, fine.
Is it jerk or justified to reach out to a friend who has an answer that you would be able to go to a professional to get an answer from?
Everyone has a doctor.
Lawyer.
In the neighborhood. Right.
Police.
Can't you just call them up and be like, hey, listen, here's the issue. Do you think I should call the doctor or what's the answer? Save me some time here.
Jerk.
Oh. Is it really?
Yeah. Is it jerk or justified? 222-2899. Call us up. Decide the case.
The Judgment Zone.
All right. So how bad is it? Would you be a jerk or justified if you reached out to an acquaintance type friend? You know, the neighbor that you see once in a while, the friend that you talk to just once in a while. Reach out, call on them for their expertise just to save you time or money. Would that make you a jerk or justified? And we all are really good at something. do you mind when people ask you for a favor or just your opinion on things? Like if you're the neighborhood
lawyer,
I don't know, lawyer. Okay, fine. Yeah. Call them up. Hey, listen, is this whatever?
Jerk or justified?
Would you give me advice? Would that be jerk or
justified? Is this jerk or justified, Mr. Lawyer?
Yeah. I don't know. So my daughter's been complaining about, she'll get like a little rash or a little
hive, flare up, rich, hair, itch, hives. Whatever. Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know. Maybe it's obviously an allergic reaction to something. I just haven't nailed down what it is. But I wanted to reach out to a friend of mine. I think I can call her a friend, even though I haven't talked to her in 2 years. She's a dermatologist. Just call her up and say, take a picture and say, hey, listen, does this look like just an allergic reaction? Would you advise me to call the doctor?
And here she is, here she is on the other end of her phone, sitting down finally after a long day in a lab coat, drinking a glass of wine, going, Jesus, this never ends. That's why it's jerk.
I haven't done anything yet because I'm waiting to see what the verdict is today. But I feel like if you're really smart at something, you're excited to share your knowledge and you more than happy to help other people.
When you have a profession or something, you're an expert at something and you want to stop every so often. And when people just think they can call you out of the blue off work hours, because you wouldn't call her during work because that would be a.
I don't know. I really honestly would not mind. I could help you with money advice. Anybody, if you need money advice, please. That's why I have a podcast. It really is because I'm passionate about helping people. I'm not even kidding.
That makes me an expert. I've got a podcast.
No. But I'm saying because I love. I know that sounded right.
It did sound pretentious.
No. That's the reason why I started the podcast,
right?
Because I want to help people.
Right.
And I have had, when COVID first happened, I've had three people at Entercom, at our station, call me and say, what do I do now? Yeah. I get so excited to tell you.
Jerk or justified? I still think it's a jerk move. You don't
so
wanna...
if somebody asks you for like sound equipment advice, you would be put off by that?
I'm not a professional. I mean.
Yeah, but you have advice. You know what speakers to get and what.
No, I don't. I just order them. They know what to do. I actually go to the people that have the speakers and they do it. See, I don't go around them.
See, this is why you're voting jerk, because you don't have expert advice.
I have no expertise in anything.
How about that? How about if somebody wants to buy a drone and be a droney like you? You would love to share your knowledge, wouldn't you?
It's different because you're taking away a paid service from a professional by going around them and asking the same kind of doctor without having to pay for it. That's the jerk. All right, 222 Buzz. What do you say?
Past jerk. It's going all the way into the world of what you can't say on the radio.
Oh, nice. Thank you for looking at the FCC rules. We appreciate that.
Wow. Why, though? Aren't you, if you are an expert at something, don't you, like, love it? You're so passionate about it. You don't mind helping other people out?
Okay, first of all, I'm a technical support operator.
Oh, okay.
And I have friends that know what I do for a living. And yes, I've had questions about their particular issues at social events. And no, I really don't want to talk about work in a social situation.
Exactly.
Oh, it's not flattering to your ego because they trust you. They think of you as
even a little bit.
Sandy.
Okay.
And that is what telemedicine is for.
Yeah, right.
What I do, there's actually technical assistance available 24/7. There's no need to bother.
All right. Hi to Buzz. Good morning.
For me, I'm going to say justified because when people call me and ask for advice on stuff that I know fairly very well, it leads to me getting work. So I'm like, no problem.
Yeah, but it's like, what kind of advice do they ask you?
I do electrical work and carpentry.
Uh-huh.
So
you probably get hit up
things.
All the time.
Yes. Can I do this? If I put this wire here, what do I need to do to run this line?
Mm-hmm.
If I put this cable down this way, am I going to need a ground over here? Mm-hmm. Oh, I've got something wrong with my lights. That when I turn on one switch, another light goes on. It's not supposed to go on. I all the time. I'm getting phone calls all the time.
Yeah, but do you make money off those phone calls?
More than, I'll say about 75% of the time I end up doing it, making money off those phone calls because I'll tell them what to do, but mm-hmm. because they're so not with being able to understand the logistics, I get a phone call back within hours or a day.
Just come on over.
Take a look at this.
All right.
Exactly.
All right.
So for me, I'll say justify because it works out for money.
You got it.
Okay. I end up with money.
Thank you. Love it. Okay, the buzz. Good morning, Jerk Justified.
I got to say it's a jerk, only because that lady couldn't treat her anyway. She has to go see a regular dermatologist in order to get any kind of treatment.
Yeah, but so if I just took a picture, I'm sure my friend would just be like, oh, that's this. That's just an allergic reaction. Go through your house and see what she's allergic to.
How long has it been going on for?
I don't know. My daughter kind of complains about everything. So, a few weeks.
Neurotic
now.
Like her mom?
Yeah.
She could be getting contact dermatitis, which she's going to have to see a doctor for.
Oh, hey, there you go.
What?
See, Donzo's here. He's.
She could have what? What did you say?
Contact dermatitis, which is
what is that?
It's where your skin will break out and almost look like hives,
mm-hmm.
but they can be flaky, they can be red mm-hmm. and very itchy, and they don't just stick to one spot. They'll move all over your body.
It's okay, so it's not flaky. Oh, see, I'm getting the advice I was looking for.
Yeah,
it's not flaky. It's just little hives.
Donzo.
And it's just itchy.
See? She's trying
Contact.
To get this out of you. She's trying to figure it out and to circumvent a true professional and paying for it. That's why I agree. It's a jerk move.
It's such a hassle to call.
Take it. Oh, God. Goodbye. Thanks, man.
Yep.
Two Buzz. Hi. Morning to Buzz. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Where are we on this? Is it jerk or justified?
It's jerk for a few reasons.
All right.
Excellent.
First of all.
Yeah.
You'd rather, instead of taking and putting your daughter's health first, you'd rather call someone that you haven't contacted in a couple years. Second of all, that person who is the professional, unless they see that patient and look at them, they're not going to be able to help you.
Mm.
And third, it just reeks user and cheap.
Ooh. Ooh, that
so
hurt.
It's like...
Frugal.
Yeah,
no,
I mean,
frugal. Not cheap,
oh,
right,
God,
Sandy?
That
yeah,
hurts.
No, it's cheap, and the fact that it's your daughter and her health, take her to the damn doctor, for Christ's sake.
Oh, God.
Thank you.
All right. Oh, hold on. Okay. Oh, my gosh. Nobody's ever asked a favor from a friend who knows something, like, is super knowledgeable about computers. You've never asked for IT help from a neighbor. I don't buy it.
I call the computer place that I bought my computer from.
No, you ask our engineer, our station engineer, for advice all of the time.
But not in a way, and not in a way where I'm going to circumvent paying for something to get fixed.
Stop. You have. We all have. Hey, what do you think? What should I try? What should I troubleshoot? You first go to your friends, and then you go to the professional.
Hi, the buzz. I still think it's a jerk. Hi, the buzz. Good morning.
I'd say justified. Anybody that's in a medical field or a lawyer, they all know that their friends are going to ask them for advice. It's totally justified.
You sign up for that, right? Isn't it on the blueprint?
Yeah.
The tiny
and
print?
Honestly, if you do it the right way, it's a great way to reconnect with your friend, too. I mean, you don't hit her up with it right off the bat, but, you know, hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
Hey, well, I'm on the phone with you. I got a quick question for you.
Oh,
you know?
That's so transparent.
Totally
it's so tacky. It feels icky. Thank you.
Okay, so this very next call now in the judgment zone, 222-2899,
uh-huh.
This next call, if they say justified, it'll tie it up.
Uh-huh.
If they say jerk, case closed.
It's all
closed.
Over. Okay, hi to Buzz. You're the tiebreaker, possibly. Go ahead.
Hey, it depends on how good a friend it is. Good friends pass information on.
Yeah.
Friends you don't talk to for years. That's a jerk move.
Sandy, don't make that call.
Okay, I won't make the call.
Jerk is the decision. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for saving me, everyone.
The case, the testimony, the verdict. It's the Judgment Zone. Weekday mornings on 98.9 The Buzz.
Your jerk or justified verdict is brought to you by Zaya Proko, the official lawyers of the Judgment Zone. Weekday mornings on 98.9 The Buzz.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
We're at
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.